And that one hit like really hard. I would say that was one of the first real changes. So I would say the first important change was getting a really good understanding of the knowledge and like how the body works, how mind-body symptoms work and stuff. That was like one. I would say the second big insight was the acceptance. Wait a second. This is not the way. I just going to accept where I am right now, and I really try to perceive happiness even in a bad state. And that really started changing stuff in me. And then for the first time, I would say I was truly relaxing for the first time and like truly accepting. I was like doing it like 3 or 4 times a week after a while. And I really loved it. Like after the session, I immediately felt so much better, so much more relaxed. And sometimes I was just...
Right. Hi, Julian.
Thank you so much for doing the interview with me. And I'm really honored that you are willing to do this. And you're doing this by your own will, right? There is no benefits from it. So thanks a lot. And not everyone would like to share their story because it can be a bit private or, well, let's say uncomfortable to speak about. But to start with your journey, can we go all the way back? And can you tell us something about how you used to live before you developed a chronic disease?
Yeah, sure. First of all, Daniel, thanks for having me. I'm like super happy to be here. When I was recovering, I was already like visualizing my recovery story. So here we are. I can say I'm fully recovered. So I'm super happy to be here. Thanks to you. So thanks a lot. And yeah, it's totally true. I'm very happy to share my story with everybody that's like struggling right now. So yeah, let's get to it. So the question was how, like, my background.
Yeah, like how did you used to live
before I started like your program?
No, like way before you had any complaints.
Before I had any complaints. All right. Yeah, I think that's quite a long story. Because I already experienced some problems, I would say, in my childhood. From when I was a child, I would say there was not really something wrong, but for some reason I just was sick, like quite often, and like not to extreme amounts, but I was just like sick like quite often, and we like slept well and we ate well, so it was like a bit strange, I would say. Then when I got older, I would say when I entered like my teen years, there started to occur some problems. I had like these periods where I just was like very fatigued. I was just like very tired, very tired and just sick a lot. And for some reason, there was a lot of like it changed. So I had like periods where I felt like completely fine, and I went to school and I exercised and everything was all right. And then I had like periods where it was like pretty bad. I felt very sick, was very, very tired, and was just not going well. Then like this kind of went on. And then when I turned, I think it was around 23 or something, then some real problems started to occur when I started like my first real job. I was like working at a job, and I also was like building my own business on the side. I was also like training almost every day, and every weekend I went out like had fun with friends and also like drinking and stuff. So you can kind of hear where this is going already. So I think around that age, 23, I started to become like very, very tired, and like not only for short periods, but just like for years, I would say, from like when I turned 22, 23 to like maybe a year ago or something, I was like, yeah, I was really tired a lot of the time.
And how many years is that then? How old are you now?
I'm 26 right now. And like, I've written down some years. Maybe it's good to give like some background information. Because when it was 2020, like Corona was there, I finished my school, and there was a lot of free time. So Corona was there, and I was like working maybe 1 or 2 days a week. I had no school. I was just exercising, and life was pretty good. The Corona didn't really have any negative impacts on me. Then in 2021, I started like working, working full time, and I was like building the business on the side. I also started like living on my own, together with my girlfriends at that time. Then in 2022, I really hit, I would say, rock bottom. Also, in the end of the year, my girlfriend broke up with me. Then I would say in 2023, in the beginning of the year, I really started my recovery. I also got to know you. And yeah, it's 2024 now, and I can say I'm doing very well. That's kind of the timeline connected to the years.
Wow. And you mentioned a lot of stressors, like excessive exercise every day almost. And you used to be a karate teacher, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm already training martial arts from when I was 6. When I turned 18 and I got my black belt, I started teaching children as well. I did for around 5 years. And then when I started like working full time, I had to quit because it was just too much, like doing the full time work, building my own business. It was just too much. So that's why I quit teaching the children.
And then the relationship, because many people mentioned that, you know, there is just stressor upon stressor, and then suddenly you just, you know, it gets too much, too overwhelming. So how did you experience that breakup?
Yeah, that was so hard. It was, I would say, the breakup, because there was like a buildup of like 1 or 2 years. Like my energy levels just went down, and I started becoming like kind of depressed. I felt so bad, and I just didn't know why. And I was not able to find a solution. Then, of course, also because of my energy levels, I just was not the most enjoying person the whole time. So of course that like kind of led to the breakup. And like when that came, for me, it came completely out of the blue. And yeah, that was a real tough pill to swallow. I felt completely rock bottom because my energy was like so low. I felt really, really bad. And I was also like emotional. Like, I literally lost the love of my life. I really imagined her to be like the mother of my kids. So, and also because it was like out of the blue for me. Yeah, like the first 2 or 3 months after the breakup, yeah, were really tough. It was a really dark time. Maybe it wasn't. It was like the most difficult time of my life. Yeah, I can say so.
And did that make you slide downhill much faster?
You know, it was interesting because I would say in the beginning, it kind of did. It was interesting because like the first month when she like broke up with me, I actually felt pretty good. But like when I look back to it, I think it's because I just had so much stress in my body. Like, of course, I'm alert and was focused. But like when it was over, I just crashed like super, super hard. And like after that, I was like, okay, I really need you. I need to feel this. So I feel extremely sad. I feel extremely alone. I was like, yeah, like not happy at all. But I also noticed like, okay, I really have to feel this. For some reason, I already had like the knowledge. I just have to feel this through. So I was like crying a lot, like a lot already. And I was like expressing my anger. I was already kind of doing that at the time, and I didn't really know the theory at that time. But luckily, because of them, because I just was like being alone, like not distracting myself. I was like, for example, not drinking like alcohol or anything to like lower the pain. Because of that, I was like able to recover from the emotional damage quite quick. I would say in like 3 months or so, I was kind of like back on track again, and I felt like normal emotional wise. I was still very tired. So yeah, on one hand, in the beginning, yeah, it was like a very big crash. It made stuff even worse. But like after that, also kind of started like the recovery process, because I was already like feeling my emotions, and I was like, yeah, now is the time to change. And I discovered like the CFS community, and I discovered you. And from there on, it was just like a graduate build up to where I am now.
Okay, and before we go there, can you tell me like how bad did you get in that final period?
Like I would say if I compare myself to other people, like especially you, for example, like only laying in bed and not able to do anything, like for me, it was not that worse. Like I just felt very fatigued. I felt very tired. Like I had the flu the whole time. That's kind of how it felt. But I was still like working, still kind of seeing my parents, still seeing my friends. So I was still doing like regular stuff, but I just felt super, super bad. And like every day it was like surviving, you know, the week was just felt like surviving. And yeah, it also really scared me. I was like really afraid. So I would say that was how it was going. Yeah, that was like one of the worst periods.
Okay, and then how did it change?
Yeah, I would say, first of all, of course, I just felt bad. And in the beginning, I started like trying some diets. I first, like a lot of people, I first tried a macrobiotic diet. That was also interesting because before I was working out a lot and I was like super strong. I transitioned to the macrobiotic diet. And then, you know,
what is the macrobiotic? Oh, you're going to explain that right now.
Yeah, I'm going to explain. It's pretty much like vegan, but like I would say an extreme version of it because you also don't eat sugar, like no fat, like no processed foods. And I would say like the theory and the philosophy behind this is super amazing. But it was a too big of a like transition because I was like strong, I had a lot of muscle, and then I started doing the diet. I lost like 10 kg in like the first month or so, like, and after the second and the third month, I just lost so much weight, and that was just too extreme. After like 2 or 3 months, I felt like a bit better, but of course, it didn't cover the root problem yet, so it didn't really make me feel better. That was interesting. On the last day of the macrobiotic diet, my girlfriend broke up with me, so that's also like very interesting. And it happened, I kind of continued with the diet, and yeah, it didn't really work. I also tried like keto for like a month, it didn't really work. And then I really started like searching, like what's going on and what can I find about people that have like CFS and recovered from it.
But and, wait, to go back to diets, like why did you look into diets? Did you have a bad digestion or something?
Actually I didn't. I just found it somewhere, the diet, and I really liked the philosophy behind it, and I also I just felt maybe this is the solution.
Okay.
And I think like the diet can be very beneficial to health, I would say. Like if you do like I heard people recovering from crazy illnesses from macrobiotic diet. I also heard people being recovered from super bad illnesses because of the carnivore diet. So that's like two extremes, but they can help you recover. But for me, it just was not the solution. So then after the diets, I really started doing a lot of research. And if you like search on Google, like CFS, I didn't find any good solutions. But after a while, when I was just like searching, I found Raylan's channel on YouTube. And I would say that really opened my eyes because for the first time, I like saw stories of people that had like exactly the same problems as me and recovered from it. So I was like super happy to find like this community of people that were like telling their stories, telling their recovery stories. Because when you like search on Reddit, for example, on CFS, it's a lot of like negative talk and yeah, it's just not really, I would say, like a very healthy and inspiring community. But on Raylan's channel, it was. And also, that's where I found you.
So thank you, Raylan, for doing the interview with me years ago.
Yeah, I can say it really opened my eyes because like this is also there. You know, there are people having the same stuff as me and recovering from it. And there was like super nice to find out. And then from there, I would say I kind of started doing my own research. I was like watching the recoveries. I was like watching the coaches and all the stuff. And I found out about Dr. Sorrow, and yeah, then I found you, and like your story really inspired me. And I noticed that you are like Dutch as well. And then, yeah, I just felt like a click when I saw your video. That's when I reached out.
Yeah. So for everyone, we're two Dutch guys speaking English. That's just what it is. But thank you. Yeah. And I had a different course than what you would find normally. You know, a lot of people do brain retraining. So why were you attracted to this sort of work?
Yeah, a good question. Like, first of all, I was already like started to believe this stuff is true. Like TMS, I really had to start believing this stuff. And then when I saw all the recovery stories, I read Dr. Sarno's books, I was like, yeah, this is the truth. This is how the stuff works, and the roles of the nervous system, stress, fear and stuff. So I already knew, like, I need to go this route. I already knew. I was like checking out some programs of like other coaches. And what I didn't really like was like all the programs were so expensive. They were like $2,000 or $3,000. And yeah, it was just super expensive. And then I found your program that was completely for free. It was like based on a gift, right? You were like, you could choose what you like want to give. And that really like inspired me, because like, yeah, this is like the first guy that's not there for the money, you know? And what I also noticed in you is that you like, you know, all the stuff, you know, about TMS, Dr. Sarno, you know, about like Gabor Mate, like all the different theories, all the different like experts in the field. I just could tell from your interview and your website, you just had a lot of knowledge, and like everything combined was like, yeah, Daniel's the guy, I'm willing to work with him.
Great. And you gave me two very big donations. And I must say, if everyone would be like you, I would have been very rich. And if more people were like you, I would have never needed to change the program. So thanks a lot for the donations.
Yeah, my pleasure. Like, it's, I really felt like giving it to you. I was like super happy to give it, to get the donations. I think you really deserve it. You're just a super cool guy. Really wanted to help people, and that, yeah, really made me want to give you my money.
And how did the program work for you?
Yeah, it was interesting because I already had some sort of base knowledge, because I already read a lot of books. I watched a lot of recovery videos. I watched like, I already had like quite a good understanding, I would say, about like TMS, nervous system, the role of stress, like all the stuff worked. But I also wanted some guidance. And yeah, when I first started the program, it was like a little bit overwhelming for me, I would say, because there's a lot in it, like a lot of different tools and stuff. But it was like very encouraged. I really felt like, yeah, this is going to work. This is what's going to help me, because I really trusted you. I was like, this is going to work. Yeah, in the beginning, it was just, I think it was like about getting a rhythm and like pacing yourself and stuff. And in the beginning, I kind of had to find out like what works for me and like what didn't. And then I would say, I think it was like module 4 or 5, because in the beginning it was like trying and I was still like figuring out like what works for me and what doesn't. And then in, I think module 5 or something, it was like about acceptance. And that one hit like really hard. I would say that was one of the first real changes. So I would say the first important change was getting a really good understanding of the knowledge and like how the body works, how mind-body symptoms work and stuff. That was like one. I would say the second big insight was the acceptance. You sent something along the lines of, you can be happy in a big house. I have to quote you right. You can be happy in a big house if you can be happy in like a small house. Do I say that right?
If you can't, like with a T, yeah. If you can't be happy in a small house, you won't be happy in a big house.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I tried to say. Yeah.
And the same applies for the energy. If you're, exactly. If you think that your energy will give you happiness, so I'm sorry, it just won't.
And that like resonated so with me. I was like, yeah, this is so true. I'm like battling this fatigue the whole time. I'm always telling people, I'm like so happy only if I had more energy. And then like this acceptance stuff really started to change me. It was like, wait a second. This is not the way. I'm just going to accept where I am right now. And I really try to perceive happiness even in a bad state. And that really started changing stuff in.
Beautiful. So how did that go? Did you become calmer or quieter?
Yeah. Because I was like battling the fatigue the whole time, like every day. I was like fighting a battle. And then for the first time, I would say I was truly relaxing for the first time and like truly accepting. And I started like just telling myself like through the day, like, yeah, just accept, you know. I was just telling myself like a few times a day. I also like made some kind of practice of it. I was just like sitting outside, like watching, just feeling and accepting whatever I was feeling. And looking back right now, I could say that really calmed down the nervous system and also made the symptoms a lot less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because usually you're always against in stress and resistance and fight or flight against your current situation. And then you stop. And suddenly your body can relax.
Exactly. Yeah, that was a big turning point for me.
Yeah, nice. But I mean, that wasn't it, right? That wasn't enough.
I think it was a very, very important part of the puzzle. But of course, I continued your program. Like at that point, it was not like in 1 week I was completely recovered. Like I would say my recovery was also like very gradual. So it went like in small steps. I think it took like six, I would say it's still pretty quick, like 6 to 9 months or something, because then that was like the first time I could say I was like fully recovered. So after the accepting stuff, I continued your program. I was just doing all the stuff that was in there. And then I was like, I had like this insight that it's more towards the end of your program with like the emotional stuff and like with the breathwork stuff. I was like, yeah, this is the last part I need for my total recovery. I really have to go back to my childhood. I really have to go to the root of the problem. Like, why am I so stressed? Why am I so fearful of all this stuff in the world? So yeah, that's when I really started doing your guided meditations on like fear and on like a child healing, and also like sessions with you, like one-on-one and the breath works. And I did it a lot. I did like your newest breathwork session with like the 3D audio. I was like doing it like 3 or 4 times a week after a while. And I really loved it. Like after the session, I immediately felt so much better, so much more relaxed. And sometimes I was just like crying, and really, I really had to learn to express the emotion. I think it's also like in Gabor Mate's his books, he really shows that if you suppress your emotion, problems will occur. So I was like, okay, I really need to express this emotion. And I was doing it like in the sessions, but I was also like starting to do it more in day-to-day life. When people did stuff that I didn't really like, I was really learning to set the boundary. And of course, not getting completely angry or anything. It's learning to set healthy, natural boundaries, even if the other people don't like it.
Mm.
So yeah, I would say that really was the final part, like really diving deep, really feeling the emotions, going back to childhood, crying a lot, being angry a lot. Yeah, just the emotional release was like amazing. And then I did it for a few months, and maybe like 2 or 3 months. I did it like a lot, like three times a week or something. And after a while, I felt like, yeah, I think this is enough. And yeah, after that, I was already like feeling so much better. And it may be like the final part of the puzzle was, okay, I did all the stuff, I did all the work, now it's time to completely like let go. I did the work, now it's time to let go. And I think that's around 3 or 4 months ago that I completely let go. I didn't even like watch a program anymore. I didn't do the meditations anymore. And I feel amazing. I can say I feel truly amazing. I've been in Thailand for a month. I've been in Bali for a month. I just came back actually. I felt so much energy, so much happiness, so much gratitude every day. I would say life is amazing. It's really amazing. And it's not that I'm like completely energized all the time. I still, of course, I'm tired sometimes. I'm just recovering actually from a small flu. But I just don't care that much anymore. I just don't really care that much. Like, okay, yeah, then I'm sick. Okay, then we're going to chill and relax and it will all get better.
So, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, my perspective totally changed.
It's funny because today I was just mentioning this to my girlfriend. In the past, I was always stressed, worried, and anxious, although I did not know that because it was normal. And if I would have seen the state that I can be in right now, especially after many releases, so joyful and light and peaceful and calm, I would have called that at the time enlightenment.
Yeah.
So then I would have, you know, followed that guy in the future as a guru. But all he did was just to let go of the stress. Nothing else, nothing special, you know. He didn't transform into a magical being or something. And if we remove all the stress, then calmness is just there and life is beautiful again.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think that's really the shortcut to happiness.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Hey, before I would like to come back to the breath work, because I know many people they're like you know, making lists that worked for him. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do breath work as well. Be very careful. Without preparation, the breath work, it's going to blow you over. It can be so intense because you're going to access not only the current layer of stress that you're dealing with, but also other layers then if you're very unprepared. And many people who start breath work out of the blue, they become so much worse. Because suddenly their whole body gets stressed up, so much resistance, so much protection mechanisms in the body, TMS symptoms. So then things can get really much, much worse. So that's a disclaimer. And but for you, after a breath work, you just felt immediately so much better.
Yeah, immediately. Like it was all the distraction, all the stuff was like gone for a moment. It was really amazing. I would say this also like super intense, especially like the half hour session. It's pretty intense. But I really like fighting, you know. I like
challenge.
I really like challenge. So I was like, yeah, let's do this. I also really liked it. but it, I think it's really tough. It's really tough. And so yeah, I totally agree. You have to like build it up very slowly and do our stuff first.
Yeah, don't start with this.
No. No.
And I'm in Bali and Thailand, and I've seen the pictures. They looked amazing. And the flu, I think actually, you know, like getting the flu is a good sign because, you know, your body can heal. Get a fever. If you're very weak, you don't get a fever. Usually after a holiday, we get sick. So if we pass the flu away, so how does your life look like in the last few weeks, months, and maybe the next week again?
Yeah, I think it's going very well. Like I am, really busy with building my business, and I'm like also like exercising quite a lot. I can also really tell the exercising part is also something that I noticed like the last few months. I would say I was already like fully recovered. And then I really started exercising again, doing strength and weight training, and also like cardio. I can also really tell it also has like a benefit in your energy levels and in your like confidence. So that's also like what really helps me right now. I exercise like almost every day as well, but I do it in a like way more peace and way more calm way. It's a lot less I'm a lot less obsessed with it than I was like in the past. Like when I skipped the workout, I was like, oh no, I skipped the workout. And now I'm just like, yeah, whatever, I skipped the workout, we'll do it tomorrow. But I can really tell the exercise also has a very big benefit for me on my energy levels. So yeah, that's pretty much what I'm doing. I'm building my business. I'm working out. I see my friends quite often. I would say I'm still a bit too busy with the business. So my goal was really to make the same amount of money in less time. So that's really where I'm trying to go right now, because I think like relaxation and rest and just chill and having free time is like so important. So that's really where I'm trying to work towards right now. Yeah. And like I told you, I just came from a 2-month trip that was like super amazing. Said the only problem I still have is I still work too much. I still have like 50-hour work weeks, and I really would try to lower that to like 30, 24, something like that. That would be the perfect amount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that would be great. So maybe raise your prices.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you have any other recommendations for anyone who is watching this and might feel very bad?
Yeah, I think if you already are on this path, if you know about like the quote unquote healthy CFS recovery community and about you, Daniel, you are already on the right path. And I think it's just a matter of continuing, really researching, doing self-investigation, just trying stuff and see what works for you. And I can say you can and you will recover. I'm totally sure. Everybody that has like CFS, fibromyalgia, or some other diagnosis, you can recover from the stuff. You do have to do the work, and it's not easy, but it's completely possible. I think maybe like the biggest thing you have to do is get rid of the root fear, because I think if the fear is gone, the symptoms are gone as well, because like there is no reason for the symptoms to arise again. So if you can get rid of the fear, I would say I think you're free.
And how do you get rid of the fear?
That's like a hard process, and that's really where you guided me very well, like our one-on-one sessions, your guided meditations, the breath work, because there I was really reconnecting with the fear and really going back to childhood and really going back to the like the root fear that caused all the other small fears, you know? So it's hard work, but it works. And it's also not that I'm like completely, that I completely got rid of all my fear. Like fear is, you're a human, right? Fear is normal. But the amount of fear and the intensity is so much lower. Like for me, for some reason, when I was like a teen, I was always so like shy and so insecure. And I was always busy like with what would other people think of me and stuff. And I can really tell like this small problems, like for example, the people pleasing part of me, it became so much less because of the deep work we did. So yeah, I think if you go to the root, fix the root problem, like all your other problems, like feeling not good enough, like people pleasing, whatever your problem of fear is, they will vanish. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. And just to make sure, like in the past few days, I've been making some YouTube movies about, you know, the opposite of brain training. Because in brain training, they sort of, well, not in every modality, they tell you, oh, there's fear, there is anxiety, you know, we can just do stop. There's no need to be afraid. And, you know, focus on something soothing, like a beach, and then things are going to be okay. And we don't do that, just to make sure this is not what we're doing.
Like I tried it in the beginning as well. I didn't buy like the the course for the lighting process, but I kind of found out, like on Reddit and stuff, I kind of found out the practice they do, like what is it? You feel something, like saying stop and stuff and getting like rid of it. For me, it like didn't work at all. And also you have, for example, you have like EMDR, right? To like cover up your trauma, but in my opinion, that's not really the solution. You are just covering up the trauma, but I think you really have to go back and really re-experience it and really feel it, because then the fear will be gone and the problem will be gone. So I think that's the only solution there is, to be honest.
Yeah. It's funny as well that the way that you described yourself as a child, like really anxious and fearful, what do they think about me? But I used to be the exact same way, and it destroyed my very childhood, you know. And then I was 13 or 14 years old, and I was so fed up. And from that day, I decided I will no longer feel fear. And suddenly, it was just gone. There was no fear anymore. And I became like a fearless child. I was like doing everything that everybody was afraid of. Like, it was never there, but it somehow catched up with me. In my late 20s, I started to get very anxious and fear problems, and didn't want to leave the house, didn't want to be with other people anymore. And then I also had a breakup that sort of came to me with the root cause as well, fear, lots of fear. And because I didn't want to see the fear, I felt also not good enough. So I think our stories are very similar. Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. That's also why I chose you as like a coach. I saw a lot of similarities between us. Like also you were an entrepreneur as well, right? And doing like very high intensity workouts. Yeah, it just really resonated with you, and I'm super happy that I chose you as my coach and mentor.
Wow, that's great, and it's a very nice end to the recovery story. Thank you very much, Julian, and yeah, thanks a lot.
Yes, thank you, Daniel.
Also, I'm so happy you feel better.
Yeah, me as well.
Okay, bye everyone.
Bye-bye.